Well, when you got Walking with God as your sermon title, there's no way to pick any inappropriate scripture, is it? But the two we had this morning, I guess, are my two favorite. The one line I like in about the 23rd Psalm, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil." It's just a comforting piece of scripture, one of the best. And it just makes you feel like if you follow Him, you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that an amazing thing? And this scripture that I'm going to read you today from Isaiah was my mother's very favorite scripture. In the Bible that I have, that was hers, she always put her fingers on these verses when she read them. And it's soiled from reading it so many times. And there's a little different version here, you know. We use the word hope and wait. I kind of like the word wait, but it's okay. I'm going to read the word hope in this particular scripture. Starting in Isaiah 40, verses 27 through the end of the chapter. "Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." This is the word of God for the people of God. And as Reverend Lovern used to say, bless the reading, the hearing, and the usage of this, his holy word. I'm going to ask this question because it's one of the things I've had trouble with in the past. Can everybody hear me okay? Well, if my voice doesn't give out then, I'm starting to feel a little comfortable, and when you feel comfortable, you might go too long, maybe. But I'll try not to. You know, as I look out, fairly good crowd, but then again, as I look out, I see some people missing, people I know. And you know, if we had the people here that I worship with in the last 60 years, these doors would have to be open, of course. It would be full in here, standing room only. Sunday school would have people in them. And you know, according to our communion that we take, they're with us now. Nobody's sitting in Jamie Power's seat there in Mabel. And I know where a lot of them have, I could point out where they've sit. It's not room enough in here for them. And it's so wonderful to look out there and see you, to look up and see Jesus in that window. It's an amazing thing for me. Now, it just appears we don't have very many this morning, but still pretty good. But boy, when you count who's with us and who we will see again, this place is packed. Glory to God. And we will see them again. Now, have you ever come into this church or any church by yourself? That's a pretty wonderful thing to do. I've done it in this church quite a few times. And you don't think about it much, but when you're in this sanctuary by yourself with God, you are actually walking with God. I'd like for you to do something for me now. Bow your heads. I'm going to say a short prayer. And just imagine that you are in God's house by yourself with Him. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. Now, about walking with God, what does God expect of us? Well, you don't need me to tell you that. We've got a guide right here. You can read it, but I'm gonna say some things this morning that you're not going to agree with, but that's okay. Jesus Christ didn't make it perfectly clear all the time. He spoke in parables, so He'd make people think about it. The disciples didn't even understand sometimes. You have to explain it to them. We need to read that word, but you can read it as much as you want to. You can memorize it from the creation to the end. And if you don't live it, it's no good. So memorizing isn't all that important. Now, at the expense of taking something out of context, you've heard that, oh, Walton, you took that out of context. Well, I'm going to give you one right now. You want to get to heaven, don't you? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Took it out of context. Well, you can say what you want to, but that's a powerful verse. Powerful verse. Now, we could make a long Bible study out of that verse. We could put a lot around it. How are you going to act after you believe? What are you going to do? But I tell you, we're told in the Bible that we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless we look through the eyes of a child. A child believes. So far, he hadn't had to put up with this growing up and the ideas that people get and the confusion that takes place. Look through the eyes of a child. I love to do that. But now I realize, as we grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Well, for instance, when I was in school, it's kind of funny this would come up again. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Seems to be coming together. But when I was in the third or fourth grade, we got a prize or a motto for knowing John 3:16. There's another verse out of context, but boy, isn't that one powerful. But as we grow in wisdom and in stature, we'll come eventually to that verse right after John 3:16. He came not to condemn the world, but to save the world, that through him everybody will be saved. You go a little further and you might even get into the fact that if you don't love him, you're condemned already. There's some more area for discussion. I look at this fellow back here because he's got us into Paul now. And it's been, it's a couple months of it. It's been wonderful. Reason I like that particular Bible study, we have breakfast with it. We take turns cooking. Or in my case, Laura's cooking. And the people are so happy about that. But I got my motto for saying John 3:16. How dare those people take that verse out of context for a child to learn? Well, let's just go on into old Paul. You know, he was struck blind before he did what he was supposed to do. We all know that he persecuted the Christians. But then he became quite a leader. He went blind. He went to work. He started walking with God. Now you say, Walton, you're preaching to the choir. Oh, no, I'm not. Paul, in his whole career, talked to believers. He had more trouble with the church than he did the rest of them. Could that be relevant to our day? Let's go to a few of the cities he started churches in and see what he had to say about it. See if it's relevant to our church today. That's what's important. Is the scripture relevant to you and your life? Well, Paul went to Rome. Come to find out, he told them righteousness is a wonderful thing. Righteousness, it's a hard word to say. But not one of you are righteous. Whoa, I hate to look out at this bunch of people in here and say, there's not a one of you righteous. You're not. No, you're not. Then he went to Corinthians. Found out some of those people were worldly. Well, is that relevant to us today? Is there any one of us who has not been worldly? Don't think so. Relevant to us. He went to Ephesus, of the church he had started, and those people were boasting about what they did. Yeah. He said, don't you people be boasting. You were created to do good. Even before you were born, you were created to do good. You can't take credit for that. Do any of us like credit for what we do? Do we have to have it? Oh, that's one of the things I don't like about my Ruritans. We got gold ribbons. We got bronze. We got silver. And we got gold. Amazingly enough, some of them that really want them bad. You know, a pencil just stay still. You can write down what you want to. They get gold ribbons and all. Well, we won't go into that. I don't like to make accusations. But we need not boast about the good things we do. Our reward will come in heaven. I think that's in the Bible. I don't know all the numbers, but I know what I've read. And I know I didn't pull it out of my own head. Here's one I can't let go. We've just been studying this one. Philippians. Do you know the Philippians gave Paul more money than any of the rest of them? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had the money. Paul ended up with all he needed. He said he did. And the others did a little better when they found out what the Philippians were doing. But one thing Paul didn't like about that, they weren't, oh, Laura, you'll like this one. I'm going to put it in a sermon, every one I preach, it's somewhere. You got to have some humility. They didn't have enough. Is there anybody in our church that doesn't have enough humility? You know, you've heard it said, boy, I wish everybody was as humble as I am. Well, I don't think that's very humble. No, they even made a song about it. You can't be humble if you're as good as I am. But anyway, he went to Colossae, there by the book of Galatians, and those people lack something that a lot of us lack too. Very relevant. Patience. Patience. That's about like that scripture I read to you there. Hope, wait, and fly with wings of eagles. All these people that are in the extended church here, they're starting to fly already, and they're right with us. And we'll see them again. Thank God Almighty. Now, I'm only going to go to one of the other cities. I know there are a few others, but I could talk longer on each one. But I won't do that. I'm kind of skimming this morning. Thessalonica. Thereby we have Thessalonians. These people were good, as our church is good. But what happened there? They got used to being there, and they became idle. In other words, idleness is not a good thing. Maybe some of us just slip in and out of our church pew. Then if we're asked on a Saturday to help up there, we ride by and wave at them. We don't help. We're a little bit idle, you might say. Oh, I could go on and on about that. But here's the thing to remember. In our personal weaknesses, in the weaknesses of the church, one day we will be like him. That seems almost ridiculous. But we will be like him because he paid the price on the cross. That's where Christ was glorified, when he died for us on the cross. Not the transfiguration, not his birth. More room for debate. So you all, I don't expect you to agree with everything I say. You have your own ideas, but please keep on having them. Please keep on reading. But the main thing is to live it. You can read it all day if you don't live it. Well, I said, must be getting closer to the end because I've said that one time. There's more than one way to walk other than by legs. Thank God. We can walk when we do something good for people. We can walk. Boy, I like the way our church walked Friday before last. We were concerned about somebody else. We weren't trying to keep Jesus Christ and God Almighty in this church within these walls. We didn't have to go too far. Went right up on the hill. $2,600 they received for that. A worthwhile thing, plenty of fellowship. How wonderful that was. One of these days, what God really wants is for us to be able to say, we have run the good race. We fought the good fight. And there's a certain fellow in here watching me now. I used to watch him all the time. He's a whole lot responsible for having me up here to start with. Something he said, and you'll know who I mean when I say it. You've heard him say it. I'll even shorten that up a little bit. Nothing can separate us from the love of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he would already walked across the floor twice when he said, you know, we all have something to, we're all a part of the kingdom of God. I got a little story to tell and a poem I wrote to summarize. So if you're getting tired of listening, the end is close. I'm going to tell you a little story. And it's a simple thing. It's so simple, it's almost funny. Here's the name of the story. Every board is a brace. Where is he going with this? Well, when we were having our house built, as most of you know, I tore the building down the Bohannon place or the old vote house. A lot of good hard pine lumber in that thing. And that weatherboarding was something else. You can tear a piece of it off right now and it's still got the sap in the middle. It'll go another 100 years or more. But anyway, I had three fellas. We had three fellas. Better say that. And their names, I'll just give the first names so as not to create any havoc here. Their name was Odie, Vern, and Max. They were the carpenters building our house out of the lumber we had torn out of his place. Well, it was something to listen to them. And it seemed so repetitive. One of them would hand the board up. The other two would put the board on. And Vern would say, Max, what do you think? He said, I think every board's a brace. Well, next board that was handed up, they went through that same process again. Said, well, Vern, what do you think? He said, every board's a brace. I think Odie might have been getting a little tired of it. They finally asked him. He said, Odie, what do you think? He said, I know, every board's a brace. Well, I was getting to kind of laugh at it. And then one day it dawned on me. They were doing their best. They were building a house, making it strong. Every board was a brace. You know, the church is like that. You think you're not doing much. Oh, you're doing mostly the same thing all the time. But you are building heritage. You are helping to build. By doing good, you're helping to build the kingdom of God. Yes, you are. So don't think your job is too small because every board's a brace. I've written this four-verse poem. It kind of culminates the message. It's called Walking with God. We come into the world through the miracle of love, realizing life starts from our God up above. With only a short life on earth to face, ultimately rescued by God's amazing grace. God gave us Jesus, his only begotten Son, for us to accept before this life is done. A way to end turmoil, suffering, and strife by receiving the gift of eternal life. Walk with us, Lord, as we go on our way. Grant that we never waste one more day to be with our loved ones in one single place as we enjoy the glimpse of the dear Master's face. So walk with God while down here below. By living and loving others, it'll help us to grow. Walking with God to be more giving. Walking with God, our reason for living. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.